Welcome to Shaped by Faith with your host, Teresa Rowe. To find out more about Shaped by Faith and Teresa Rowe, please visit shapedbyfaith.com or visit the YouTube channel, Facebook, or Instagram. And now, here is Teresa Rowe.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. I have three amazing guests today to share all about Fireside Ministries and their upcoming conferences. So the first up is Pastor Tony Schaus. He's been married for nearly 25 years to Shelley. They have two children and live in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. He's been serving as senior pastor at Eaton Memorial Baptist Church since September of 2020. Tony's a graduate of Georgetown College and the Baptist Seminary of Kentucky. His only passion is to make Jesus known. I love that. Okay, so next up is Logan Lake. Logan is 24 years old, and he recently graduated from Kentucky Wesleyan College with a degree in religion. He's preparing to attend Southern Theological Seminary for his master's program. Logan's worked at Eaton Memorial Baptist Church since January of 2022 as their children's pastor. He's very passionate about growing his gifts and growing disciples for the kingdom. How awesome is that? And then Katie Howard has been married for almost 5 years to her husband, Benjamin. They have two little girls, Charlotte and Ivy. She's been a registered nurse for over 8 years at Owensboro Health, and she's active at Bridgepoint Church and spends her free time with her family and friends. So welcome all three of you to Shaped by Faith.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Absolutely. So the three of you are in one location. So that is going to be awesome. So my first question is, I wanted to find out about Fireside Ministries, like why it was started.
So Fireside Ministries was actually kind of a brainchild of my mother's. And since then, Logan and I have kind of come on and really spearheaded it. But Fireside Ministries offers events to encourage the church. We partner with local churches around Owensboro to provide conferences and worship events, and really just to love on our neighbors and spread the gospel of Christ.
Okay.
So
yeah. So Katie, all right. Why Fireside? What's the meaning behind that name?
Fireside, if you look it up, the meaning actually means home or home life. So that's why my mom actually picked it, Julie. Because that meant a lot to her, was to cultivate home and home life, because that's where things start, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what are some of the areas of outreach opportunities within the ministry?
Like I said, we do partner with local churches and put on conferences. We really want to come alongside churches' volunteers. We know that a lot of the weight of things kind of fall on volunteers. So we put on conferences annually and worship events and also outreach events in town. We make donations to different churches and different organizations through our ministry.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, Katie, thank you. Does anybody else want to add to that?
The Fireside exists to not replace the church, but to support the church. And there's a lot of sometimes stigmas around the term a parachurch ministry. A lot of people might have their own opinions about it. We want to support the local church and never replace it, and to just direct people where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. So Tony, I'm going to ask you, you're obviously a pastor at Eaton Memorial. So when did you realize you were called to be a pastor?
Well, when I was a 17-year-old freshman at Georgetown College, playing football, when the football season was over, went to Baptist Student Union State Convention that year in Louisville. And it was then that I strongly felt that God wanted me to enter into full-time ministry. I wasn't exactly sure at the time. I sort of assumed it would be in sports ministry or FCA. But almost as soon as I kind of surrendered to that call, I started getting asked to go different places and preach, even though I'd only preached one time when I was 16. And I just was scared to death and preached for 3 minutes. And it was terrible. But after that, I had opportunities almost weekly to go and speak to different groups and to preach. And that was really clarified when I went on a mission trip that next summer and lived in Paducah for the summer. And I did door-to-door visitations and different things with some of the local churches there in Paducah and had opportunities to speak. And so God sort of has just directed me in the sense that I haven't had as many plans as some people do, just sort of went on like a boat being pushed along by the wind and the sails. But it's been a good thing. And God has really clarified through the years that that is what he's called me to do. And really just the sense of being able to share the good news of hope, because in the world that we live in, that's a commodity these days, is the hope that only Jesus offers us. And so I'm excited that I get a chance to do that every single day. Anyway, I don't want to get too deep into that, but that's when I felt like the call to ministry came very clearly. But in the meantime, I went into the military and sort of took a hiatus for a little bit. But as soon as I got to Germany, the church I went to was without a pastor. The pastor retired and went back to the States, and I ended up being asked to preach after a few really cool, funny events that I won't get into today. But then I was able to preach in Germany for a while when I lived there. So honestly, never really had a break. I think God has kept my feet to the fire.
That's awesome. Okay, so Logan, I'm gonna ask you, when did you realize you wanted to go into the ministry field?
Well, again, similar. It started young, and it was kind of something that I always somewhat expected I would wind up doing, but through the Lord's work in my life, I had to realize that call for myself. It started in children's ministry. And then your little bio is a little outdated on me. It's now joined into combined children and youth ministry and now college ministry. So, and then in addition to that, I'm attending Southern Seminary at the moment. So, it's someone asked me about it recently and like, hey, how's just ministry going for you?
I don't mean to interrupt, but you're only 24. How can your bio be outdated?
I don't know.
Hey, you guys sent me the bio, okay?
I don't know. There's been a lot of changes for me recently in the past year. It's all good stuff. It's all God stuff. But yeah, a friend of mine, a pastor friend, just asked me, like, how's ministry going? I'm like, which one? He's like, just your ministry. How are you doing? And I was like, it's so rewarding, but it's exhausting. And I'll stick with that.
Okay. Okay. So Tony, how did you get involved with Fireside Ministries?
Completely by accident. Logan, I met Logan at Camp Schaefer and just sort of gravitated to his personality, who he was, where he was in discerning his call for his life, and kind of felt like God was moving in the direction of having him come on staff with us. And when that happened, he asked me to speak at one of the Brothers Keepers conferences a couple years ago. And I was able and blessed to be able to do that. And then got to know Julie and Katie and Anna and all of the rest of the players. And they asked me to come on board and be one of the board members. And I agreed because I really do champion what they're trying to do, or we're trying to do now here in Owensboro and surrounding counties. So I did that because I really feel like it's a worthwhile thing as we try to help churches in discipling people into more Christ-likeness.
Mm-hmm, that's good. Okay, I know we have only got like a minute left in this segment, and so we will continue in the second segment, but you've got this men's conference coming up soon in the month of April. So what is the theme of the men's conference?
The men's conference's theme is basically biblical manhood. What does it mean for a man to be a leader in the home, the community, and the church?
That is so good. And we need that. So tell me the date of the conference.
It is April 13th.
Okay. And the time on that?
It is, I believe we said 9 o'clock to, I believe, 2.
Okay. 9 to 2. Okay. So we're going to get into more details with the men's conference. So let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. I have three guests today, Pastor Tony Schaus, Logan Lake, and Katie Howard, and they're all from Fireside Ministries, and they're going to talk about the conferences. So we're talking about the men's conference on April 13th. Okay, so you said the theme was biblical manhood. What's the purpose of the conference?
So I can answer that question with a conversation I had with Pastor Scott Sieber, who is the lead pastor at Walnut Memorial Baptist Church, who is hosting the event. And when I asked him, like, hey, what do the men here need? And he said, we need our men here to be absolutely lit on fire. Like, we need our men to just have no complacency, have no apathy, and that's, I think that's the direction, the theme of the goal anyway of the conference. And that's been our goal every year that we've had it. This has been year four, which is crazy to think, that we've been doing it annually now for 4 years.
And Teresa, our goal is to build men up and not to beat men up.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the men's conferences that you hear of is just a whole bunch of guys getting together, yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. And the reality is we want to challenge each other. We want to encourage one another. We want to build them up. We want to make sure that they're able to take all of these things back to their homes first and then to their churches and communities and use them so that we can sort of push back some of the darkness around us.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. And we're called to encourage one another, and we should be doing that. Why is it important? And I know it's important, but how would you explain that? Why is it important for men to gather in fellowship with one another?
Well, I mean, it's important for people to simply gather in fellowship. And I think it's particularly hard sometimes for men to prioritize that because, you know, we sometimes statistically are less sociable people compared to women. And that's a shame. But the men are the leaders of the home and the leaders of the church. So they need to prioritize that. And
yeah, that's good.
I think there's a lot of pride involved in some of our lives because it feels like we're just expected to do things on our own, you know, and find our own sources of strength and all of that kind of stuff. And it is easy for us to forget with the busyness of our life that we need each other and we need other people to come alongside of us. And I, for one, need that so much because I need the accountability that comes with other men kind of knowing me on more than a surface level so they can help spur me on to godliness.
That's good. So let's talk about the speakers. Who are the speakers this year?
We have Dr. Andy Gowans. He is one of the pastors at East Hartford Baptist Church. We have Matt Castlin, who is a former state senator of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And we have Ryan Nunn. He was the pastor, I believe, at One Life Church in Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Okay. So, and you said from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there a cost included?
It is $30 for just a flat fee. And that includes breakfast, lunch, t-shirts, some other material, notebooks, all that stuff.
Okay. What do you hope the men take away from this conference?
Well, I mean, just to analyze their lives and those particular areas of church, community, and families, and starting with the family, because, you know, our ministries start in the home, not outside of it. And for young men to be proactive and to not start when they're married, for older men to maybe just have a little reality check, and for maybe older men, senior citizens, to you know, again, just reanalyze their lives. And we want to take everything to the authority of Scripture and to submit our lives to it.
That's good. Okay, so is there childcare provided?
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. All right. What about scholarships? If someone's listening and they're like, I would like to go, but that $30 is a little too much for me.
Well, we've thought about those things, and that's been something that we've offered in the past, over the years past that we've been doing it. The churches that are partnering with it, whether it be the church sponsoring the event or some of the churches coming, representing, or Fireside, our ministries ourselves, we offer those scholarships. We don't want anyone to not come because of money.
Mm-hmm. How many do you expect, or how many can you hold there?
Well, we've got, so Walnut, for example, has two locations, a large fellowship hall, which it was held for 2 years in a row. But they obviously have their big worship sanctuary auditorium. So we're hoping to outgrow the fellowship hall and to go into the sanctuary. We'll see what happens. But I mean, we would love to see, you know, 40, 50 men, 60 men gathered to fellowship that day.
Didn't we have around 60 last year?
About, yeah.
So that would be great, but it would be even better if we could have over 150.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Okay, so where do people register for the conference?
They can register on fireside.org, firesideministries.org, and there's links on our Facebook page, social media. They can just hit a link and it takes them directly to that registration page.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you, men. And you may jump in on this next segment if you want to, but Katie, you are up. And what do you like most about serving in the ministry field?
It's something that I'm really passionate about, to be able to minister in my hometown. I used to think that being in ministry meant traveling, meant even, you know, going across seas. And the more I grew up, you know, in church, and the more I realized that there's such a mission field right here in Owensboro and right in your own town. And if you're not getting it right at home, you know, why go somewhere else, you know?
Yes.
So that's why I'm so passionate about serving my own town and my own community.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. So how has your faith impacted your career as a nurse?
So I've been a nurse for, it'll be 9 years this summer. I've specialized in pediatrics and women's health, but also in surgical care. And I feel like through every year and as I've grown as a nurse, my faith plays a role in that. As I take care of my patients, I touch new people every single day I'm at the hospital. And most of those people are going through some of the worst days of their life. And my faith helps me walk alongside them and be a light to them on those days.
That's good. So when you were growing up, did you want to become a nurse? Is that something you dreamed about?
I started to think about and venture into the medical field when I was a teenager. I took care of my mom after she had a procedure. And that's when I was like, I think I could do this. And I took some CNA courses at the local community college and really fell in love with it and pursued it from there. And I've been a nurse since I was about 21.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we need fantastic nurses for sure. You have to have that compassion for other people. What church are you partnering with for the upcoming women's conference?
We're partnering with Bridgepoint Church, which is actually my home church, and I'm very excited about that. That's who we partnered with last year for our first annual women's conference, and this is our second year doing it.
Okay, so when is a women's conference?
It is in May. It's May 18th. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
9 a.m. to 2.
All right, 9 to 2. All right, so what is the theme and the focus of this year's conference? And we may not have time to get into that. You know what? Let's take a quick break. And so I want to give you enough time to explain that. Okay. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. So we are learning all about Fireside Ministries, and Tony Schaus, Logan Lake, and Katie Howard are all very involved with this ministry. And anyway, they're talking about the men's conference, which is coming up let me see, that is April 13th from 9 to 2 p.m. And now we're talking about the Women's Conference that's coming up May 18th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So everyone mark their calendars. So, Katie, what's the theme and the focus of the conference?
So I want to talk a little bit just briefly about last year's conference because it leads into this year's conference.
Sure.
Last year, we tried to touch on just about anything that a woman could experience within her lifetime. So we talked about, you know, early growing up into marriage, into having children, postpartum, divorce, infertility. We tried to touch on many, many different topics that a woman could experience in her lifetime so that anybody could come. This year and in years coming up, we want to kind of break apart those topics and get more specific and really delve deep into them. So this year's conference is going to be focused on postpartum. And we invite women who are pregnant, women who have children, women who are grandmas who are seeing, you know, their daughters experience this, or people who have friends experience postpartum and just want more information on something that every woman who has a child goes through. Because I feel like it's not something that's necessarily talked about a whole lot, but we all experience it when we have children. So it's something I'm really passionate about to provide for our community.
Now, that's wonderful. And, you know, I'm quite a bit older than you, Katie. So back in the day, we just pulled ourselves up by our bootstraps. Exactly. You know, you had the flu, you had babies, you just dealt with it. I mean, I'm just saying. There was not that information out there. It was kind of difficult, but this is wonderful that you're talking about that and you're bringing this up. And, you know, there's so many grandmas that are raising their grandchildren now as well. And that is hard. That's hard. So it's great that you've got women supporting one another. And I know I asked Tony and Logan this, but why is it important for women to support one another and gather together, to stop what they're doing and come together?
I want to use an analogy that my pastor actually used back a few weeks ago in a sermon. He referenced the song, the children's song, Going on a Bear Hunt.
Yeah.
And he talked about how there's many obstacles in lives that you can't go around it. You can't go over it. You have to go through it. And he said, what better way to go through something, to go through the mud of life, than to do it with somebody else that's either done it before or doing it alongside with you? So I think that's very important for women to go through hard things in life alongside each other.
That's so good. You know, the word says walk with the wise and you become wise. You know, we all need that. Who are your speakers?
We're actually still nailing down some speakers. We're going to use personal testimony from some women who have gone through some really rough postpartum experiences, and then also couple it with medical professionals. So we're reaching out to some medical professionals within our community to come and speak, and also do a question and answer session in the afternoon of our conference so that the women have an opportunity to ask for professional and medical advice and receive those answers in our conference.
Oh, I love panel discussions. I think you glean so much wisdom from those. Will you also offer childcare during this?
Yes, ma'am. There will be childcare.
Okay. What is the cost?
Also, like the men's conference, it's $30, and that covers our meals and the childcare and some notebooks and materials that will be provided.
Okay. So, Katie, what do you hope the women will take away from this event?
I hope that everybody that comes is able to learn something new. Postpartum is so broad and has so much involved in it that a lot of people don't know about, but a lot of people struggle with. Mm-hmm. So at least for me, I'm a young mom, and just knowing what's happening in my mind and in my body helps me to deal with it, you know. And if a woman's going into, you know, being a mom for the first time and they're feeling these things and they feel like they're crazy sometimes, you know, and I'm like, if people can understand what it is and know about it, then going forward through it will be so much easier.
Absolutely. I bet you've seen also A lot of this, being a nurse and and being in pediatrics and serving with women as well. So that's so good. Okay, guys, is there anything you want to add before we close out the program? Anything you want to throw out there? Or any, you know what, is there an inspirational story or how these conferences have positively impact people in the past?
Well, go ahead, Logan.
And I want to say a really positive thing about the women's conference last year, even though I'm a dude, but I was there in a and on the playing on just on the worship team help serving and the setup and tear down. But I think from what I've observed from just culture and unfortunately, I'm afraid that women's conferences aren't, like, in the church context, aren't always treated with a lot of respect sometimes. And sometimes women's conferences they're just boiled down to, you know, when life is tough, then, you know, just make sure you have some friends and get over it. But it's not that. I mean,
yeah.
The women's conference last year, I mean, it was deep. There was so much good Bible teaching going on. Miss Becky Gaynor was the main speaker for the event, and she blessed me that day. There was a ton of just biblical truth and so much life experience, and it was done very appropriately.
Thank you so much. Okay, so the men's conference, April 13th. At Walnut Memorial Baptist Church, 9 a.m. to 2:30. The Women's Conference, May 18th, from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Bridgepoint Church. Thank you so much for being my guest on Shaped by Faith. It was amazing. It went by way too quick. And thank you for listening. I'm Teresa Rowe. Everyone have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to Shaped by Faith with Teresa Rowe. Remember to visit shapedbyfaith.com to find out more about workouts, the TV show, podcasts, blogs, Shaped by Faith products, and much more.